This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia convinced him they are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After meeting with him yesterday, Pompeo said they did strongly deny knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he blames the very top of the Saudi kingdom.
There are plenty of people in Saudi Arabia that we could have a good relationship with, but if the crown prince stays in power, it will be almost impossible to reconstruct this relationship at a time both of us need it.
The Republican Senator Graham speaking on Fox News at night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenix.com.
President Trump will honor a Vietnam War veteran with the Medal of Honor today. Retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley is being recognized for fighting off enemy attacks while leading some wounded Marines to safety in 1968. He did so after he had suffered shrapnel injuries. The Medal of Honor is the nation's top military award. Historic rain this week raises rivers beyond their banks in central Texas. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 18 central and south Texas counties hit by serious flooding. He says the flooding has caused severe property damage and threatens loss of life. Fire Chief Palmer Buck.
We're doing evacuations and rescues of people. As the water continues to come up, we're starting to pull people out of houses, and that's what our guys are doing right now. We just want to keep encouraging people to stay off the roads. If they're in some place, stay safe.
I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Senate debate in the South gets heated. With details, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Republican Martha McSally accused Democrat Kyrsten Sinema of saying it was okay to commit treason in the Arizona Senate debate that took place Monday night. McSally or Sinema will replace Jeff Flake, who decided not to run in 2018. Towards the end of the debate, things did get heated.
CNN reported that in 2003, while she was on the radio, you said it was okay for Americans to join the Taliban to fight
all
against
right.
us. You said you had no problem.
We're running out of time, but we have to let you respond to that.
I want to ask right now whether
please.
You're going to apologize to the veterans and me for saying it's okay
please.
To commit treason.
We are running out of time, so we got to get a response.
Well, we need a response because she owes us an apology.
Please.
Well, Martha has chosen to run a campaign like the one you're seeing right now,
where she's
engaging in ridiculous attacks and smearing my campaign. And she's just trying to cut, and not share the full picture. But the truth is that I've always fought for Arizona, and I have been proud to serve our state in elected office for over 13 years. Arizonans know me, and they know my record.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's more volatility in the stock market, this time pushing stocks higher. The Dow closed up nearly 550 points. Market analyst Michael Farr.
This is a normal churning up and down. We'll see where it ends up, but that we had a strong day today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
You come right in. If you own my brokenness, if you own my hopelessness, I am not alone. You come right in. Even when I hide from you.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know we're givers, so all the interviews from the past and, of course, going forward are there for your download at your leisure. So if there's something that you want to hear again or share with somebody, hey, you're welcome to do so. It's our gift to you. Sidney Powell joins us now. Always good to have Sidney here with us, a former federal DOJ attorney, current super lawyer and federal appeals attorney, author of the book License to Lie. Sidney, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thanks, Bill. Great. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let's talk about Saudi Arabia and the journalist's death now that is being admitted. This has been a tough couple of weeks in trying to navigate and figure out what the heck happened here. But from your bird's eye view, it was rather obvious what the Saudis did.
Yes, I don't know. I mean, I knew as soon as I heard that they were talking about him going in and not coming out, and then the two teams of men with bags going in there shortly before and coming out shortly later, that he was not alive and had probably been tortured to death. I'm still not sure, though, whether it was the Saudis per se or whether some other actor in the region had a role in getting that team over there. So I think it's, you know, it's just a super complicated situation for the United States to be in, because Saudi has scads of faults, and they're also our ally in the region, and it's just one big tightrope for the president to try to walk to figure out, number one, what the facts are as best we can, and number two, what to do about it if we find out it's like we might think it is.
Yeah. Well, like you say, they're a key ally. They're a big part of the future and policy, and part of the, you might say, the Trump doctrine for the Middle East. They're a key linchpin to all this stuff. And, of course, you know, we've got oil in the middle of this. Their position to really help with, the Middle East peace effort and all this now is in question. And what aggravated this even further, Sidney, and tell me if I'm wrong here, was that, you know, the Saudis were very slow in addressing this issue. I don't know what they thought, if this was just going to go away, and it was only until here in the last day or so that you started to hear that, first of all, President Trump said it may not be the Saudis, it could have been somebody who was rogue. You know, all of a sudden that starts, coming out ever so slowly. So I think the lack of, direct information from Saudi Arabia has put them in a bad light over all this, don't you think?
It has, but that could also be a reflection of them not having authorized it to begin with and kind of being blindsided by it, too. I'm kind of curious as to why Pompeo went to Saudi Arabia first. Mm. I mean, if it had been me, I'd have gone to Turkey and gone to that office building, exactly, consulate or whatever it was, mm-hmm, and gotten any tapes and watched any videos or listened to any recordings or interviewed everybody there before I went to talk to the Saudi.
Yeah, because
so maybe they've already gotten that information. I don't know.
Yeah, quite possibly. Well, then, you know, initially, when it was announced that he was, well, first of all, he wasn't going to go. It was like the trip had been canceled. And then the following week is, no, it's back on. And, you know, and your point's well taken, because I'm with you on this. Why didn't you go? Or maybe he's already has the information. He's going to sit there and say, okay, you know, we got damage control here. What are we going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, it just couldn't be a more complicated mess.
Yeah, because you have basically, he's not a citizen, but he worked for an American outlet.
Yeah, the Washington Post.
Yes, and so here it is, and then again, it's deja vu one more time. It's not the Russians this time, but now it's Saudi Arabia, and with everything hanging in the balance here, it really makes this very, very difficult.
It does. I just feel for everybody involved, because it's going to be, absent a video or a recording, it's going to be really hard to get to the truth. And even if you know who did what and exactly what happened in that room, there's not going to be a recording or a video of the orders given or, you know, by whom.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Senate wants to cancel, you know, military purchases. We've got $100 billion plus. And, of course, that's painful for the president, because he knows that's going to work against, you know, his local alliances that he has struck up with Boeing and other aircraft manufacturers. This puts all this at risk, and you've got senators yelling, hey, cut it off. We don't, you know, we want to cancel, you know, we want to cancel the deal with Saudi Arabia now in light of this.
Well, if we did, then just buy them somewhere else. So what good does that do except send all that business to another country?
Right. And I think that's in part is the president's point, is that and then not to mention the fact that, you know, we've got to get our brains around the facts of the matter here. We don't know if this is somebody who's gone rogue or if this was, as some have suggested, authorized by, you know, the king himself.
Yeah, and I've also seen speculation that Iran may very well have something to do with it, since it would like to drive a wedge between the U.S. and the Saudis, and this would be a good way to do that.
Well, and it's interesting, you know, in terms of Turkey as well, you know, what does this do, you know, with our relationship with Turkey?
Exactly. And how in the hell did they let this happen?
Right, exactly. Well, if we can, a big question I repeatedly get from people on the heels of, you know, the whole Kavanaugh circus, as some has referred to it. Of course, the Justice Kavanaugh now, his case has been referred to the 10th District by Chief Justice Roberts. Explain to our audience that process and what that was all about.
I'm assuming you're talking about the allegations against him have been referred to the 10th Circuit.
Well, what happened was ethics was called into question about Justice Kavanaugh's response during the hearing. And I think there were 25 complaints that went to Chief Justice Roberts, and he decided to refer it to the 10th District. He could have done it himself, but I guess for transparency purposes and, you know, to show, you know, no prejudice on this, he turned it over to the 10th District to have them look into, you know, the complaints that were filed against Judge Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well, I'm sure those are going nowhere. I can't imagine any sort of legitimate complaint against him as a result of his testimony before the Senate, given the position that the Democrats and Ms. Ford had put him in. It was nothing short of appalling. But Justice Roberts would have done that because, number one, it's his colleague on the court now. If he hadn't been a Supreme Court justice now, then Justice Roberts in the Supreme Court could have handled it. But since he's not, then they have to refer it to, I mean, since he is, they have to send it to one of the circuit courts to review, and it would not be the D.C. Circuit because that's where Judge Kavanaugh sat. Mm-hmm. And like it'll be an independent ethics review by the 10th Circuit, but I'm sure, I have no doubt they will find he did nothing inappropriate or wrong.
Exactly. Sidney Powell is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Back with 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. This is Bill Martinez, and Sidney Powell continues with us, author of the book Licensed to Lie. Sidney, we were talking about now Justice Kavanaugh, and one of the questions that I get asked often is that why, if in fact, because there's no statute of limitations, Why did Dr. Ford and her attorneys not refer her complaint to local authorities?
Well, as Ms. Mitchell, who was the prosecutor, opined in her, I think it was a 9-page memo she put out kind of analyzing the situation, there was nothing there for anybody to prosecute. Mm-hmm. Even if Ms. Ford had reported exactly what she said to the Senate at the time it happened, there would not have been enough there to prosecute. Sexual assault in the criminal statutes is defined as rape.
Right.
And, you know, this did not rise to the level of rape. And aside from the fact we don't know exactly who was there, where it was, when it was, or any number of other factors that would be important to have an investigation even.
Mm-hmm. On the other side of all the controversy, people have looked at it, and it's interesting. You know, some opinions are still on both sides, still very, very committed, 100%, as she would say, either for Justice Kavanaugh, and equally as much are those against. And it's having its effect on the midterm elections. But be that as it may, is that it is also set something into the culture that says, you know, this offers credence to these kind of allegations that can be quite damaging to somebody. And if after the fact you find out that they're hollow or unestablished or you can't really prove the case, then what kind of recourse does, you know, Judge Kavanaugh have in this case, or anybody going forward who is, in essence, falsely accused?
Well, the only thing they can do is file a civil lawsuit for libel and slander.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't blame him a bit if he didn't do that.
Yeah, because, again, I go back and I agree with the people who have asked me the question about why, if there was, you know, as she says, 100%, and even though you say that, I mean, she's so solid about it, I mean, she's got a band of attorneys that are counseling her, and it's like, okay, well, if you really feel like and believe that this was the case, 100%, then take it to the local authorities and plead your case and let them adjudicate this once and for all. And otherwise, then you got Justice Kavanaugh, you know, which could, you know, as he says, he wants to go on without bitterness and not deal with it. But there's no doubt that his reputation has been harmed as a result.
Well, his reputation in the judiciary, I don't think will suffer a whit from it, because for over a decade, he has been one of the most highly respected judges in the country. And virtually every judge on the Supreme Court has hired some of his law clerks to work for them at different times. And there's no higher honor a law clerk can have than to go on to work for the Supreme Court. Now, Justice Kavanaugh was one of the top three feeder judges in the country, providing his clerks a step up to Supreme Court clerkships.
Mm-hmm.
So he is very highly regarded among all the judiciary, including his now brethren on the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. As for his, you know, reputation writ large in the public, I mean, that's just going to move on to whatever the next Democratic crisis du jour is in the press.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to suffer any long-term effect, really, because he's just such a fine person. I think I saw a picture that he was already back on a in a soup kitchen serving the homeless already last week.
That's good. That's the best thing for him, is just get back to normal as best you can in spite of all the threats. You know, we continue to pray for he and his family. I mean, they were threatened, you know, things that were said about his kids and his wife, you know, absolutely disgusting, all because of this, you know, this animus that has been building up. I mean, you know, whether it was Judge Kavanaugh, I think anybody who was going to fill the seat of Kennedy was going to be a problem. And
appalling to me about this is it's Justice Kennedy that recommended him to fill his seat.
Exactly.
So if you liked Justice Kennedy and trusted his judgment, why in the world would you not want a Kennedy clerk recommended by Justice Kennedy himself as the only person fit to serve in that spot?
Right.
It makes no sense at all. And
well,
that's another reason to me. It was nothing in the world but a smear campaign. And that's really why she's not going forward with any pressing any additional charges. She doesn't have any. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Nancy Pelosi, you know, to your point about a smear campaign, Nancy Pelosi spelled out the strategy to the media, you know, pretty much, you know, saying you guys are complicit and this is the game we play. And, you know, this is Paul. And it's old school stuff. This has been going on for decades, not just in the recent time.
I saw that, but I swear, since they targeted incoming President Trump and the Trump campaign with all that smear mess on the Russia collusion narrative, mm-hmm. and now this, I am just totally and completely fed up with them.
Well, we can only hope that more voters are fed up with this because, you know, this is our hard-earned money. We're paying for this. We're paying for
exactly.
this kind of resistance and incompetence. And here it is. We've got the Trump economy rolling along. You imagine, Sydney, could you imagine what our country would be looking like if we were all on the same team?
Oh, well, the things that President Trump could accomplish if his hands weren't tied behind his back and he wasn't, you know, completely hogtied by the Mueller investigation and all the crap he's had to deal with there. I would just love to see it, and not to mention having more support from the Congress and the Senate, which is
exactly.
why these are the most important midterms in our history, and we've got to get the vote out and give him the help he needs to move this country forward and do the things he's ready, willing, and able to do.
Well, and I don't understand, and I feel like it's deja vu, you know, going back 2 years ago, where it seems to be a thumb on the scale where, you know, the mainstream media is saying that, you know, the blue wave is coming and that, you know, the House is going to be controlled by Nancy Pelosi. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know, do people have that short a memory of what it was like when Nancy Pelosi had her hand on the gavel? You know, the kind of policies that were coming out. She has already said up front, you remember those crumbs that Donald Trump
oh,
gave
yeah.
you and those are gone, you know, and oh, yeah, by the way, we're going to, you know, we're going to go heavy into impeachment. We're going to impeach this president and we're going to even go after Justice Kavanaugh as well. So get ready. And Mad Maxine, they're all unhinged. And I cannot think, in the words of Justice Kavanaugh's mom, that reasonable people would choose to have this kind of insanity and unhingement in our government.
They are narcissists, and all they care about is power. It's beyond my ability to comprehend it.
Well, Lindsey
I mean,
Graham,
I can't even imagine mm-hmm. adults acting this way. And you're right. I mean, his speech there mm-hmm. that day in the Senate Judiciary Committee was just spot on. Mm-hmm. All you care about is power, and you know, God, I hope you don't get it again.
Right, exactly. And when he said that, I thought that was quite sobering for lots of people, because that's what it's come down to. Because even when they talk about policies, they really don't have any policies to offer. Sydney, I'm not getting any kind of depth of intellectual value to any of their ideas other than we're going to resist Donald Trump because we don't like him.
Exactly. That's all they've got. And it's insane. And it's certainly unhealthy for the country.
Well, as you say, these are, you know, it seems like every voting cycle is most important. But here we are on the brink of, you know, we're at a crossroads. We can continue on with this robust economy, job creation. I mean, already since he's been in office, over 7 million jobs have been created. So
yeah,
why would we
on the national stage and being yeah. respected, and problems are being resolved. One of the things I learned in traveling around the world a couple of years ago is the world needs a strong America.
Yes.
We have to be that beacon of truth and justice and freedom so that other countries can work towards it for themselves and their citizens have something to look at and aspire to.
Well, the light on the shining hill is still there, and it's up to us for the midterms if you want to keep it shining brighter. And it continues to be an encouragement not only for us here in America, but to your point, Sydney, around the world. And we got to leave it at that. Sydney Powell, former federal DOJ attorney, author of the book Licensed to Lie. Sydney, thank you so much. Always an honor to have you with us.
Thanks so much, Bill. And the best place to get the book right now is sydneypowell.com, but it should be in the store soon.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says leaders of Saudi Arabia convinced him they are committed to conducting a thorough and transparent investigation into the disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After meeting with them yesterday, Pompeo said they did strongly deny knowing anything about what happened inside their consulate in Istanbul, where Khashoggi was last seen alive on the 2nd of October. Republican U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says he blames the very top of the Saudi kingdom.
There are plenty of people in Saudi Arabia that we could have a good relationship with, but if the crown prince stays in power, it will be almost impossible to reconstruct this relationship at a time both of us need it.
The Republican Senator Graham speaking on Fox News at night, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Welcome back to America, where at the intersection of faith and country, Bill Martinez here with you, just about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing? Hey, always good to be talking to you. I thought your column was very timely, and it is... Enough of this mob rule all right already. I mean, the Democrats, ever since Donald Trump was elected president, they have resisted to the point of where they're totally unhinged, and they don't care if they blow everything up. They're just like all in with all this insanity, are they not?
Yeah, they are all in with the insanity, and the leadership in the Democrat Party even seems to be ginning it up and egging it on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's what Saul Alinsky would call the useful idiots that are being utilized here, this mob violence, whether we're talking about Portland or a softball practice game where, a Bernie Sanders acolyte comes in and He wasn't targeting politicians. He was, as you stated in your article here, in your column, he was going after Republicans. I mean, this is, and I say this, that conservatives need to wake up and realize, and I think slowly they are, but they just, it almost seems like they don't quite gather just how diabolical this is, because it's not necessarily within the conservative mindset to see things, to see violence like this, and this kind of unrest as you know, just something we see every day. It just seems so un-American.
It is definitely un-American. When you don't win an election, Hillary Clinton lectured Donald Trump and all of us that when you don't win an election, you're supposed to allow a peaceful transition of power. And yet she couldn't even come out. And the night that it was clear that she was not winning an election, actually even give a statement. She had to wait till the next day. And during that time, people on the left began protesting from the night of Election Day in 2016. And they have continued ever since. And it's gone from peaceful protest to very rapidly to violence that we've seen in California, the things that we saw most recently in Portland and in Seattle, a burning of a car because there are Trump bumper stickers on it in Seattle. I believe that happened in the last week. And then looking at what happened at the Supreme Court most recently, where the women were charging the steps and clawing at the door, trying to claw their way in. It is not how we are supposed to react when things don't go our way in America. You can be loud, and I'm part of the Tea Party. I've been really loud. But I followed, I've respected, while exercising my rights, I've respected others' rights as well, which means not harming them, not destroying their property, and understanding that there is an election system, and sometimes we win, and when we don't, we keep working so that we can make things happen within the constitutional system.
Mm-hmm. Well, all of us who are parents, Jenny Beth, we've all had occasion to be loud. But we don't want to blow our kids up. You know, we're loud just trying to convince them that, hey, there's some reasonable and right things to do here. But this, in this particular case, and I don't know if you happen to catch, there was this progressive gal that was on last night with Tucker Carlson. And the statements that she made, I mean, it was just so ludicrous. And this is somebody who is on the surface that you would say, you know, should be a rather intelligent person. But intelligence is out the door. Reason is just vacated. And now let's just talk about my way or no way. So how can you possibly be civil? You know, and it was interesting because even, you know, to your point earlier about Hillary Clinton, even recently, she doubles down and says, well, you know, you can't be civil with people that want to destroy you. I don't know that conservatives want to destroy the Democratic Party.
No, I don't. I don't know conservatives who want to destroy the Democrat Party. We may not like what the Democrat Party does, and from time to time, we don't even like what the Republican Party does. But it doesn't mean we want to destroy it. We want to continue advocating for the issues that we care about. Mm-hmm. And I've thought back over the last 4 weeks or so. I've really thought back over the last 9.5 years and the kind of things that we did in the Tea Party movement versus what I'm seeing from the left, whether it's Me Too or any of the
Antifa groups or whatever it is.
Right. Any of those groups. We were taking up the flag. We were taking trash bags to clean up after ourselves. We were holding classes to teach people about what the Constitution says. Mm-hmm. So we'd have a better foundational understanding of what our government is about. And we were getting involved in elections and working to get out the vote. There are a lot of things that we did very differently than what we're seeing from the left. Now, with that said, there is a similarity to another movement, if you will, that popped up over the last 9.5 years that Antifa and Me Too and others have in common with, and that is what we saw at the Occupy Wall Street protest. There were people who were arrested in Ohio because they were plotting to bomb a bridge. There were rapes at more than one of the Occupy Wall Street camps. they weren't getting permits. They weren't respecting the rules for the government had for public spaces, for the parks where they were setting up. And I think that what we're seeing on the left right now mimics what we saw from Occupy Wall Street far more than what it mimics the Tea Party. And in fact, the people are probably, many of the people may even be the same people from Occupy Wall Street to what we're seeing right now.
Well, I'm sure they probably are because they're all reading from the same playbook. I mean, their Bible is Rules for Radicals. And this is, as some have said, this is a religious movement. Of a different sort here. I mean, there is incredible fervor and there's no budging. I mean, to hear again this person the other night speaking, I thought, oh my gosh, this is like, you know, the Palestinians and the Israelis. I mean, there's no room for compromise. It's just that, you know, the left, this very agitated left, is not, you know, we have a conversation, Jenny Beth, and we're talking about, you know, the current system of government that we have based on the U.S. Constitution. That's out the window for them. There's, you know, in order to have a conversation and communicate with somebody, you have to agree on some certain basic things. And when they come out and say, for example, like with Justice Kavanaugh, he's absolutely convicted. And how people can make this statement, and whether it's Tucker Carlson or any media or anything like that, to say, how can you say that he is a serial rapist? How can you make that? There is no proof for that statement. That is irresponsible, and I'm not going to have you on my radio show making, or my television show making, those kind of irresponsible statements. Those are unacceptable, but nobody's calling them out on that. They just, you know, all in the name of free speech and letting them have space. But what happens when they have space like this and time, it adds legitimacy, and people think, oh, well, you know, they said it on Tucker Carlson. You know, Fox let him say it, so it must be okay, right?
Right. That is, I think that is right. I did not get to see his program last night. I think that I want to, as I know our time is going to run out shortly, I want to make sure that I get this point in the people who are listening. What we need to make sure that we are doing right now, between now and Election Day, and I believe we have 20 days left.
Yes, exactly.
We cannot reward the behavior we're seeing from the left. And I think that means we have to send a strong signal on Election Day that we're not going to say, hey, what Maxine Waters and Cory Booker and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder have all said, and the violence and destruction of property that we've seen on the left is okay. Instead, we need to be voting Republicans so that Republicans can hold the House and the Senate to send that clear message. And then hopefully we can come back again and debate other issues in 2020.
And
we have to agree that mob rule is not the way we want our country to be run.
Well, we don't need to be intimidated, and this is what this is all about. This is all manipulation, and gross intimidation has taken place. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Thank you.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America. You call me
back with you, America. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing I'm on the West Coast. I'm with you, man. We can go have an In-N-Out burger together or something, you know?
All right. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't go vegan on me, did you?
Burger. No. No, I mean, you have to. It's a tradition. You have to do In-N-Out Burger when you're here.
Yeah. I still have to laugh because, you know, the people on the left, they were all excited, you know, taking exception to In-N-Out's, you know, political support of conservative interest and all upset about it and everything. And I said, well, they're really. If their heads are blown up, then what's going to happen when they look at the bottom of the cup and see a reference to Jesus, huh?
Well, what happened is the sales of In-N-Out shot up that right after it was announced that the left was going to boycott. Everybody came out and supported In-N-Out.
Well, you know, this is the thing. See, everybody gets so excited about. You know, with the left, they're so vociferous, and of course the media carries their water for them and makes them look a lot bigger than they are. But at the end of the day, you know, Barack Obama pulled 750 people at Anaheim Stadium. That's it. And 750 people in a 50,000 facility is pretty hollow. And really, when you look at the numbers of agitators that are out there, it is a small number, and you know, Main Street America just needs to be careful not to let the tail shake the dog, right?
Yeah. Wouldn't you love an aerial photo of Barack Obama's appearance at Anaheim Stadium and see those 750 people in the in a stadium that holds, you know, 40,000? These agitators you talk about, they're so radical, so extreme, and being encouraged by people like Hillary Clinton, Maxine Waters, Eric Holder, and many of them are paid, and they're violent. They are domestic terrorists,
exactly.
Essentially. It's pretty horrible.
Well, Jen, it's kind of like a column I wrote a while ago about just because you're loud doesn't make you more right. It just makes you more louder. That's all.
That's exactly right. And it doesn't
and
make you win.
No.
It doesn't make you win. And
right.
That's the thing that they're learning. You know, they dress up like a Handmaid's Tale, and they come and disrupt the Capitol, and they disrupt the United States Supreme Court entrance and fill the streets and scream and yell and lose. Because
mm-hmm.
now they have to deal with Justice Kavanaugh of the United States Supreme Court.
Exactly. Well, because it all comes down to substance at the end of the day. You know, can it carry the day? I mean, you know, all this vitriol can only carry you so far. And, you know, just like I keep saying, like somebody who's drowning, sometimes you just have to let them get the fight out of themselves and realize that, yeah, because we've been through this before, you know, back in the 60s and, you know, when everybody was against Vietnam and, you know, and you got, you know, Jane Fonda, who suddenly now is realized that what she did was regrettable in some of the causes and the way she represented herself and very, you know, very much disrespected the military. You know, she now has, you know, admitted some regret. It only took her, what, 50 years to, you know, get to that spot, I guess.
Well, you're right. You know, history does repeat itself. And we know that Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and this extreme faction, the Weathermen,
mm-hmm.
were the predecessors to Antifa today.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, it's like they change their names and they change their costumes, but in the end, they're domestic terrorists and they're dangerous. And what's amazing is to see mainstream, supposedly, politicians, mainstream office holders on the Democrat side actually encouraging this kind of criminal behavior. It is mm-hmm. it's shameful.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then they're the first ones to call, you know, for civility. Well, wait a minute. You're the
yeah,
one that's
right.
burning the house down, and now you're just saying, hey, we should outlaw fires. Well, you know, now then what? Once we do that, then what are you going to come up with next, right?
That's right.
Oh, gosh, the irony of it all. But it's like you said, it's not like we haven't been there before. But all it takes is good people to remain quiet. And I think that they're starting to stand up. And, of course, they did that the 2016 election, much to the shock and chagrin of many on the left and why their brains emptied out. Because they just thought that they had it all in the bag. And reality struck them to say, nope, America is not quite that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, talk about history repeating itself. Now Americans have to be flooded with polls
yes.
telling them that the election's already over and the Democrats have won the House and the Senate. And that's going to accelerate during the next few weeks until the election. Polls that in some cases are skewed, in other cases just are flawed because of the fact that the people that are supporting the right-of-center candidates are not participating in the polls in a large enough number for the polls to be skewed.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people aren't going to give a straight answer because of the vitriol of the body politic right now. It's like, look, I just want to get by my day. I'm working hard. I don't want to get exercised and have somebody berate me because I have an opinion. And so, okay, fine. You know, you're basically training me to how to answer the question. But when I get in the voting booth, thank God the voting booth is still, you know, a private, respected spot. And, you know, I'm going to vote my conscience, which is what people did in the 2016 election. I believe that's what will happen again. I mean, again, you look at the difference to your earlier point. Barack Obama pulls 750 people in Anaheim, California, at the Anaheim Stadium that seats 40,000 plus. And Donald Trump, meanwhile, every campaign every stop that he's making, James, people are waiting in line for hours. There's thousands upon thousands of people in these arenas that he's going to. So you've got, I mean, you know, they talk about the enthusiasm gap and, you know, one deal or another. And I'm going, well, if there's a gap, I see it more, you know, from the left. I don't see it on the right.
No, and also people are seeing these real results in the African-American and minority communities that have record unemployment. They, mm-hmm. when they look at the news and they say, hey, what happened to ISIS? We don't hear about ISIS anymore.
Right. Yeah.
They find out that the Korean War formally ended right. and that peace is breaking out, it appears.
Mm-hmm.
Even between North and South Korea and in the entire Pacific Rim. And they look at this Pastor Brunson, one of many, but the most recent person this guy held in a Turkish prison, brought home without payment of money, without concessions to the Turkish government. And what does the guy do? He goes into the Oval Office, puts his hand on the shoulder of the president, on his knees, and begins to pray to the president for the nation. And these things, I think, they resonate. Even the corrupt media can't stop the word from getting out. They see the results of the growth in the economy. They see a president whose work ethic is inspiring. And they know, basically, it's been 2 years. All the notions that have been and are still being foisted by the media that somehow Trump has some sort of payback or thing with Russia and Putin. They just look at the facts that Trump is tougher on Russia than at least his last two predecessors.
Exactly.
And it's just the facts are really different than the corrupt media narrative.
Well, and this is, and even like with Leslie Stahl the other night, you know, she wanted to, just really dig in the president about Putin and trying to dig up some mud. And, you know, she would have just loved it. He should have had fun with her and just says, you know, Leslie, I'm glad you brought it up. You know, I want you to know that tomorrow I'm going to tweet that we're closing the Mueller investigation. Could you imagine how much fun he could have had with her?
Well, he did have fun, actually.
I know he did. I know, but
he wouldn't let her get away with anything.
No.
He wouldn't let the leading questions go down the bad road.
Right, exactly.
So, as a matter of fact, Leslie Stahl is being criticized by her colleagues for being too soft on the president, if you can imagine that.
Well, she was as rude as you can be. I mean, she interrupted him every 2 seconds and, it was just like, wait a minute, you know, this guy, and finally... He had a reminder. He goes, well, I am the president, Leslie.
And you're not, Leslie.
Yeah, right. go figure that one out. Hey, let's shift gears for just a moment. Let's go to TV. The Roseanne spinoff. ABC, a little bit nervous, like a cat on a hot tin roof, as they say.
Yeah, well, what happened is, first of all, everybody knows that Roseanne, looking backward, it seems utterly ludicrous. You know, when we look at all the racial insults that CNN and MSNBC launched toward Kanye West, far worse than anything Roseanne has ever done. Don Lemon used terms that should have easily got him fired. Roseanne gets fired for one tweet. It was a bad joke. But what happened is some reporters for the UK Daily Mail apparently got a hold of two, and they described him as senior ABC executives who said how nervous they are about the Conners. Now, they know about the feedback they've gotten from marketing and publicity, which basically is telling them what we already know.
Exactly.
That the majority of the public is insulted by the way they treated Roseanne, and there's no way they're going to watch the Conners. Now, some people may tune in the beginning out of curiosity, but they're very, very soon going to turn it off.
It's not going to be Tim Allen. This is going to be, more like the reboot of what's her name that scored last place? I just had her name
the
right.
Reboot of Murphy Brown.
Murphy Brown, that's it, yes. Hey, look, at we got to stop it right there. We got to call it a wrap. Until next week, more from James Hurston right here. Stay with us.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Bacon lovers.